Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Land O'Lakes Legends Classic, Saturday and Sunday at the Meadows at Mystic Lake. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is a former member of the LPGA Tour, former Gopher Women's Golf Coach who calls Minnesota home, and she's taking part in the Legends Classic, Michelle Redmond. Good morning, Michelle. Tell us about this tournament that's coming up this weekend.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, so today is the Pro-Am, and then the tournament is Saturday, Sunday. We have three Hall of Famers, Nancy Lopez, Amy Alcott, and defending champion Julie Inkster playing in the event. We have 40 Legends players, which are senior LPGA players, and then four amateurs locally playing in the event. And this is the second year of the tournament, so we're really excited for the weekend to start, hoping this rain stops here in a couple of hours so we can enjoy the Pro-Am and get the festivities moving.
Certainly. I know you tee off tomorrow at 12:20 with Laura Diaz. Can you tell us a little bit about, can people still watch and get tickets and be a part of this?
Absolutely, yes. Tickets are on sale on our website, legendsclassicmn.com. You can also go right up to the gate and purchase tickets as well. It's all digital, but we do have things at the entry gate. So, so you can get a ticket anytime you want. We'd love to have you out. It's $20 per day. And then kids under 18 get in for free.
Why do you think it's important to have an event like this? I know you've been a part of it. What makes this so special?
Well, you know, I think for me, my passion is, you know, women in sports and women having equal opportunity as the men. And you know, the great thing about the Legends players is they're very up close, personal. You know, there's no ropes at the golf course, so you can get really close to the play and kind of see how the players manage themselves around the golf course. But for me, I think that's really important. And it's, and a lot of players and most players can relate to our play and how we play. It's kind of how they play, so they can learn and see how we manage ourselves out there.
I think we all dream of playing like you and others who will be playing this weekend. I know I just started learning and taking lessons, went over to Top Golf on Tuesday. It's so much fun. Do you have advice for those of us who would like to get better at our game?
You know, just the best thing you can do is find a good local PGA or LPGA pro in town to take lessons from, and make sure that before you get out on the golf course that you have an idea of what the rules are, pace of play, and things like that. But golf, you know, you kind of have to keep with it a little bit. And even though we have a winter here, there's lots of really great indoor places to hit balls. So if you are just starting, even though it's going to get in the fall and it's going to get cold, utilize those indoor spaces and get better. And again, the best thing you can do is find a great LPGA or PGA pro locally to help you with your game, to get you going and get in your good habits early.
Those are good bits of advice. Patience, for sure.
Exactly.
I think a lot of the country, when they think of Minnesota, they think of the frozen tundra, that type of thing. Do people around the country, and you've been all over, do they realize how good our golf courses are here?
Well, I think once I have a conversation with them, yes. But I tell you, even when I was coaching and playing, everybody's like, oh, Minnesota, I bet it's cold there. You know, we would kind of make a running joke of it when I was coaching. Okay, how many people this week are going to talk to us about how cold the weather is up in Minnesota? But no, I think, you know, then we have a conversation. Well, have you been up there with some great golf courses? I mean, Minneapolis is a great city. So I've traveled all over the world, and I just love living here. And Minnesota has a lot to offer, golf courses being one of them. I mean, we have more golfers per capita than any other state. So, I mean, I think that says a lot for what kind of courses and, you know, how passionate we are about golf here in the state of Minnesota.
So true. And how is the Meadows? Is that a challenging course?
It is. It's a great course. It's in such great shape. I mean, if everybody can get out to watch us this weekend, that would be great. I think just highlighting the golf course and the Mystic Lake Casino and and our play. I think it would be a really great family experience for anybody that came out this weekend.
Love it. Well, good luck this weekend. Have fun. Thanks so much for joining us, Michelle.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.